The first contingent of some 700 Romanian troops left for Iraq today. They include military police, engineers, and a chemical biological weapons team. The Bush administration continues to encounter difficulties in getting significant international support for a stabilization force in Iraq. The Romanians, though, are eager to help. NPR's Emily Harris traveled to a base in Transylvania to see the troops off.
A military band played the Romanian national anthem as the full infantry battalion ordered to Iraq gathered on a soccer field yesterday for roll call.
Dar Danciu, capitanul Coman,
prezent.
Colonel Major Ivan.
Priests in black robes swung incense and flicked holy water over the troops. Military officials made speeches, while an old woman with her head covered in a kerchief wept.
Au făcut-o și alți reprezentanți ai armatei române.
Officials say there were 5 volunteers for each spot on the mission to Iraq. The pay, $70 a day for soldiers, $80 for officers, is significantly higher than what they earn here in Romania. They're leaving a day after the head of the U.S. Central Command called the increasing attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq guerrilla warfare. Still, 23-year-old Corporal Tripon, who will serve as a driver in Iraq, says he is ready to go on his first trip abroad.
Cred că ne ducem în această misiune pentru că a fost nevoie ca să fim acolo.
We're going because we're needed there. We were invited there, and we have to do a good job there.
Romania is out to prove it's a reliable partner for the United States. Deputy Defense Minister Cristian Gheorghe Meyer says after September 11th, Romania signed on to the United States' war against terrorism. He sees the war in Iraq as part of that.
I think it's in our interest to send troops in Iraq. I think the range of risk to our national security coming from the area of the Middle East, of Central Asia, of the Black Sea, implies that we should take responsibilities in that region and participate in international operations. I think also it's a question of credibility. This is very important for a country that is defining its political role in the world, its strategic role, its military role.
It's also important to help Washington because Bucharest sees the United States as its main source of security, especially after Romania joins NATO next year. So far, the Bush administration has failed to get a significant number of troops from traditional allies like France and India without a UN mandate. But Romania expects to be remembered for stepping up to the plate when the U.S. asked. Deputy Defense Minister Meyer says Romania has benefited from the recent tension between Washington and Paris and Berlin, but he argues closer ties with the United States are natural, given Romania's geographic position.
I think the strategic center of gravity is moving towards the east, and perhaps this is also a reason of this sustained interaction between us and the United States.
Romania is paying the entire $39 million bill expected for each 6 months its troops stay in Iraq. Romania also sent troops to Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel Nicolae Ciucă was with the first contingent there and had this advice for his colleagues heading to Iraq.
To take care for their soldiers, for their partners, and to provide and to show everybody that Romania has a very professional army.
An army with decent job prospects. After yesterday's morning send-off ceremony for troops going to Iraq, the military brass, one of the priests, and the band hopped into cars and drove an hour to another base for an afternoon celebration welcoming Romanian troops home from Afghanistan. It's a cycle officials here expect will continue. Emily Harris, NPR News,